Good afternoon to you all, and thank you for your patience to listen to this last presentation. My name is Samuel Kwache, and today I'm going to discuss with you the estimation of energy cane lignocellulosic composition using NIR or near-infrared spectroscopy. So because of the growing demand for bioenergy, it has pushed researchers or scientists to find an alternative crop which can efficiently produce more biomass for the feedstock of bioproduction. And of late, energy cane has been one of the plants under discussion, and there are a lot of studies going on currently about energy cane. Research is showing that energy cane can produce about four times ethanol than corn, and also can produce about 20% more fiber than sugarcane. And some research also show that it can produce about three times more ethanol than sugarcane. So this is a classic example of how bioenergy is produced. So first, from the harvest, the biomass is being fed to the biofuel production plant, and we can see that in the plant it is divided into two. The composition is divided into two. We have the fiber residue, and we also have the hemicellulose. The fiber residue comprised of the cellulose and also the lignin. Why? Because the cellulose and the lignin is the part very difficult to degrade. So there is an introduction of enzyme to this component of the residue to further degrade it or to decompose it before it enters into the distillation chamber. And from there, it's being stored and it's ready for the market. So what I want you to pick from this very slide is that the lignocellulosic composition is one of the basic factors which affect the biofuel production or the efficiency of the biofuel. And currently we are having some studies going on to find out if end rate application or harvest date can alter the biofuel production or can alter the lignocellulosic composition of energy cane in particular. So note that this lignocellulosic composition can be altered by end rate and also harvest date. And of course, the lignocellulosic composition also differs from plant variety. So, as I said, it's the basis of the quality of the feedstock, and currently the methods being used to analyze the lignocellulosic composition is the NREL and the ANCOM, and both give very good results. But what is the problem with that, as we may ask? The problem is that it's time consuming. It will take days and even weeks to be able to come up with the results using the NREL and the ANCOM. But we, this particular study, we are trying to find an alternative which can also give a very good results, but more rapid for us to get our results. Because of that, we came out with the near-infrared spectroscopy. The potential of it has been used in other fields, and it has also been used for other crops, but particularly for energy cane, we've not seen any documented calibration or model for it. This is the reason why we are going into it, to find out whether we can get a very good correlation for the energy cane by the use of the near-infrared spectroscopy. Because of that, we came out with the objective to evaluate the potential of the near-infrared spectroscopy for rapid lignocellulosic analysis of energy cane. We collected samples or plants from research plots which were already established for some studies about the end rate and also the harvest date effect. So we collected 15 samples from each of these plots. The plots, we started the experiment from 2013 and it's going through to 2015. So we collected 15 plants from each plot since 2013 to date, and we separated the plant into leaves and stalk because we wanted to know what the leaves contain and also what the stalk also contain. After the separation, we processed and we analyzed the samples using the ANCOM, which is already in use, so that we can later compare with the NIR to find out whether there is a good correlation between the two. So after we use the ANCOM to analyze the lignocellulosic composition of this energy cane, we then use the NIR spectroscopy also to analyze. So with the NIR spectroscopy, we first prepared our samples, we introduced our sample into the NIR machine, and with just a click, we have our instant results. And this result contains the percentage of each of the composition of the lignocellulose. I'm talking about the percentage of cellulose, percentage of hemicellulose, and also percentage of lignin. So we can see the difference I was talking about with the ANCOM and the NREL, which are very good, but they are time-consuming. But with the NIR spectroscopy, it is instant and you have your results for your decision making. That is why we want to find out the potential of it. After we obtain our results, we use Excel to analyze, and we also use regression in SAS in order to identify particular wavelength which give very good correlation of the NIR spectroscopy and the ANCOM. So after our regression in SAS, these are the wavelengths we found out to give a reasonable correlation or very good correlation from our study. Hemicellulose and cellulose, we didn't find a particular wavelength which gave a good correlation. Most of the correlation we had were very, very weak. So we focused currently on the lignin, and these were the wavelength we came out with, and we are going to further study this particular wavelength to find out a better correlation, and later on we can develop an equation for it to be used in energy cane. So from our results, we can see that in 2013, we, as I said, we separated into leaves and stalk. In 2013, we can find out that the R-square we had is 0.15. And with the stalk, we actually had an increase, which is about two times the one we have in leaf. So we can see that these particular wavelengths are giving us some correlation we can focus on in the future in order to come out with a better correlation, or in order to come out with a better equation. So we went further to do the correlation for 2014, and with 2014 This particular wavelength also gave some sound correlation or good correlation, and we are going to further analyze the 2015 samples which we currently have, and we will focus basically on some of these wavelengths in order to further confirm or establish our decision making on this. So as we can see, the leaves in 2014 rather gave a good correlation as compared to the stock in 2014 in this particular graph. So the whole concept about this study is to find out the potential of the use of NIR spectroscopy for lignocellulosic composition of energy cane. As I said, in other crops and in other areas it has been used, but there is no documentation for energy cane. And as energy cane is coming, is becoming an interesting topic for discussion as an alternative for bioenergy, it is very important for us to understand that creating a model like this will really help the bioenergy industry, and more specifically for energy cane. So from our results, we came out with this conclusion. We didn't find any particular wavelength for the hemicellulose and also the cellulose. But that notwithstanding, we still have the 2015 samples, and we are not ignoring these two. We are going to further find out more about the hemicellulose and the cellulose in the 2015 samples, and hopefully we can find a better correlation and identify some wavelength which can be used for the equation. And we find out that the correlation for the lignin looks promising. And as I showed to you those wavelength, we are going to focus more on those wavelength, and just with the 2015 samples and also with further studies, we can establish a fact about it, or we can come out with a concrete conclusion on that. But additional data is being collected for the 2015 samples, and very soon we will begin analyzing that, and maybe when we get opportunity to meet again, you can have information about that particular one. And NIR spectroscopy, we found out that it has a potential for the lignocellulosic biomass composition of energy cane. So we didn't find good correlation in some, but we still know that it has a good potential, and we are going to continue our studies in order to come up with some concrete values. With that, I would like to acknowledge the support of my advisor, Dr. Brenda Tubana, and also Dr. Han, and the USDA AFRI for funding this particular project, and all my soil fertility group. And also thank you for having patience to listen to my presentation. Thank you.
It's the last talk today, but we actually have 1 minute left. You want to ask a question? I'll ask a question.
Yep.
Which procedure did you use in SAS to evaluate the wavelengths?
Well, in SAS, we used regression.
Regression.
Regression to identify the various wavelengths.
And I'm not sure if you're aware that modified partial least squares is one of the more common methods for identifying wavelengths of response and absorbance on NIR. What did the instrument you use have its own software, or were you using SAS as a third party to get to the answer?
SAS was used as a third party.
Okay.
Yeah, to get into that.
Okay, and I know that cellulose and hemicellulose do respond and have pretty good modified partial least squares relationships with absorbance. and materials like forages. So I might encourage you to continue to explore that aspect as well.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, for sure.
Anybody else before we go? Okay.